Hello there, and welcome to yet another episode of Into the Verse. Verzian Chronicles with Kylie Kane. This was Into the Verse long time ago. Not a long time ago. Time ago. Now the Verzian Chronicles. This is a brief 16-second aside. Anyways, we're playing Dragon Quest XI once again. And I want to mention briefly before we get completely into the wrapped up into the grind that we've got to do more grinding we've got to do. I ended up, I was watching YouTube videos today, and I accidentally left the volume on my mixer turned way up because I was listening to them without my headset on, and that way I could hear them through my headset without having my headset on. So I went to start the game to do the record tonight's recordings, and I forgot to turn it down. So the first thing I get in my beautiful pristine virgin ears is blah 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 blah. And I don't know if you know this, but that blaring at plus 25 decibels or more is like getting shot in the ears with a BB gun. It was awful, and I never want that to happen again. It was terrifying, and I'm hurting. I'm physically in pain. Anyways, no, it was just a funny story. I can't believe I did that. It shocked the shit. It shocked me really badly. I was like, oh no, what the hell's going on? And I realized what was going on. So I reach over to my mixer, and I am like turning knobs on my mixer, trying to turn this volume down as quickly as I possibly can. And I'm like, okay, turn this volume. Nope, that's not it. This one. Nope, that's not it. This one. Nope, that's not it. This one. Found it. Found the volume mixer. Okay, perfect. Now this is at a listenable sound, listenable level. That's where I'm at tonight. Hope you're having a wonderful day. I want to give a special shout out to my patrons. Thank you once again for your contribution to the, help support this, endeavor, fund. I'm very happy that you guys are doing this. And if you want to join the Patreon, you can go check that out at, patreon.com/KylieKane and, follow, it's $1 to get you early access up to a month in advance of the episodes going live or as they're created. You also get bonus content like the Kingdom Hearts Breakdown series, as well as, you know, random episodes whenever I want to do something that isn't specifically related to the main line of the podcast. Later, probably before this episode released, actually, there should be a control episode on the cast. Patrons, as you're hearing this, ignore this because control comes later. Because timeline discrepancies is fun. Anyways, I've got one in the barrel for that, for the patrons. And if you're not a patron and you're listening to this on the main feed, go check that out. It's up there somewhere. If I remember to put it up there, someone remind me to do that. If it's not there, well, soon after they hit the main feed, because it's definitely already recorded. Anyways, we're playing Kingdom Hearts. We're not playing Kingdom Hearts. This is not Kingdom Hearts. This is a game, Dragon Quest XI, Echoes of Elusive Age, S version. And the story is as follows. So far, is our heroes are in Gallipolis, where they have come in search of the supposed branch of Yggdrasil that they hope will help them reach the World Tree. The Slayer of the Sands has been spotted, and Kai finds himself helping the hapless Prince Ferris once again as he is sent out into the Celestial Sands to ensnare it. Sylvan Doe insists on joining them, and the friends set out on a dangerous mission, one warrior stronger. As night descends over the desert, the party stops to make camp. The companions start chatting about on the campfire, and Sylvan Doe inquires as to the nature of Kai and his companion's quest, while quickly changing the subject when asked about his own affairs. Morning comes, and the search for the Slayer continues in earnest. Let's go kill a Slayer! Alright, so we are, of course, in 2D mode. I press the X button because I forgot that is not the confirm button. And it says, the little Principoo's already dashed ahead to Celestial Sands. Let's follow him, darling, and show the Slayer of the Slands. Slands? Show the Slayer of the Slands who's boss! Slayer of the Slands. We're fighting a random battle. Gets a bunch of haystack needlers. I am 100% aware that these guys are really easy kills. So we're just going to dance, apparently, because they're going to make us dance. Veronica, take them out with your whip. Apparently Kai is boogie dancing, dancy boogin, boogin dancing, dancing to the beat, dancing to the rhythm of the feet, rhythm of the street, rhythm of the feet, 24 damage. They're finally getting defeated, slowly but surely. Everyone's attacking. And finally, they're gone. I don't think I'll gain any experience from this. No, because they're too weak. But I did gain 93 gold, 92 gold, which is nice. I need to find the Slayer of the Sands. Found a group of Flythons. I don't remember what Flythons do. I'm just going to attack them and see what they do. We're just going to do attack. Attack, attack, attack. No. So they can definitely... They dish out a good bit of damage. We need to heal. Why didn't the rest heal us? Did I not rest the night before? I might not have. I might not have thought about doing that because everybody's like weak for some reason. We gained 164 experience points that way. We're going to do a heal all there. I'm not too worried about heals. Okay, so... is this it? No, this is a whole... Wow. Lots of haystacks. Okay. Let's do Sizz on haystack one. Oh, there's two sets. Oh. Okay, Eric, do we have a boomerang for you? I have the Crucerang, which we can use to attack everyone. Let's do hit the hay on the second needle stack. And do I have bang? I do not. I do not have bang. I have dizzle. We can do dizzle on the stack. We'll do that. So hit the hay, hit one of them, one group. Put one of them to sleep. Didn't put them all to sleep. The boomerang did a little bit of damage. Sizz hit one of the groups and definitely took one of them out. Took two out. And I think we're back to Serena cast Dazzle. And we have a Hallucination and a... you know what, Kai? You attack the first group. Of course, my boy is going to attack everyone. We're going to have her attack the second set. Actually, what we're going to do is have her hit a Sizz on set two and then have Serena attack set two as well. 18 points. All right, first stack is dead. Kai attacked the middle of the second stack. Sizz should take the rest of them out. It did beautiful, no experience, but 138 gold and a treasure chest with lamb's wool. Oh, we found the boss. You just walk north enough and you find the boss. Okay, that's fine. So there, the guards are like, the Slayer of the Sands was last seen here. Prince Ferris is like, the coward creature is nowhere to be found. It must have fled in fear. Let us return to the castle and inform my father of our success. And then the Slayer of Sands literally appears right in front of us. It's a big worm-looking creature. And the prince is like, oh no, the Slayer of the Sands is among us. Savano's like, up and at him, Principu. Show that filthy thing what the real knights are made of. It's coming after him, but he's like, no, oh no. And Savano's like, oh dear. Looks like our poor Ferris has been struck with stage fright. You soldiers, be dears and look after him, will you? Come on, gang. This little drama needs a hero or two. And now we're fighting the Slayer of Sands attack boss fight. Let's start with a sword stance. Let's switch equipment back to the Poison Moth Dagger. I think that's what I was using. I'm looking through his weapons here. Yeah, it's the Poison Moth Dagger. We're going to do Sleeper Hit. We're then going to do Wizard Ward. Does that affect all of us? No, it's just her. Let's do Magic Barrier around the party. And I know Veronica. No, I'm looking at the health. Everyone's fine on health. I kind of want to do buff on Veronica since she is like really, really in a weird situation where she can like has no defense. So we added spell resistance. The Slayer just did an attack, so it's no real big deal. Let's see here. Let's do a Flame Slash on that. Can we do Rabble Rouser on the Slayer? We can. Let's do Decelerate, and then we're going to do... I wonder... You know what? I'm wondering if the... Slayer of Sand is considered beast family. Let's do cattle prod and find out. So decelerate happened. Agility went down. Silvando attacked for 15 points. Rebel Rouser is underneath the Slayer now. I used Flame Slash for 28 points. I blocked with a weapon. Serena is confused, apparently, which is really frustrating. You know what? I'm going to do another flame slash. Let's see if we got an item that can cure. Let's see here. Moonbulbort. That's paralysis. Sleeping hibiscus. We don't have anything that can do anything about that, sadly. At least in the stuff I have. So what we're going to do is we're going to just attack. Now Serena is currently a... Like, do I have anything that can cure? No, it doesn't look that way. Let's go with a crack on Slayer of Sands. Rabble Rouser did kick in, did 7 points. Serena got slapped. Crack hit. Okay, we're doing decent damage, about 27 points. Silvando took 54 damage in that hit. Another Flame Slash. Can I weaken him, possibly? I don't know. Let's try Sleeper Hit again and see if we can't put it to sleep. And let's go with a Sap. There we go. That's what I'll need, a Sap. Now we're going to accelerate Kai. I think that's what we're going to do. We tried Sleeper Hit again. It did not fall asleep. That's okay. Sap did lower the defense like we wanted. Flame Slash did 43. Beautiful. It did Dust Blast, which definitely hurts. And we have a pep. Eric is now pepped. Let's do... Wait, what? Okay. Usable. Let's do Scorched Earth. Flame Slash, Frizz, and Serena can do a heal on Veronica. All right, so Scorched Earth, there we go. Scorched Earth thing, it did, 49, nice. Frizz, nice. Silvando, nice, 20 points of damage. Veronica is now healed, very good. Let's keep it up with the Flame Slash there. Eric can attack. What does D-Dazzle do? D-Dazzle we can do on Serena. And then let's give that Cattle Prod another attempt. Scorched Sigil did 50 damage. 46 damage there. 38 damage. Okay, so he did hit for a good chunk, but nothing major. Cattle Prod, 26 damage. And she became pep. Okay, so we have two peppers. Let's see. We can do Arborea's Blessing, which is nice. We can heal all allies. That's very nice. We'll do that. That's good. Can we try another... I feel like Sleeper Hit's not going to do anything. Cattle Prod did pretty well. So we'll do that again. The Sigil hit again for 46 points. Everyone is healed, and now we have a recovery. Beautiful. So we're doing, like, I think we've done somewhere in the general range of about 40 to 50 hit damage. Okay, so Serena just did a die, which is bad. Can I heal well, no. I don't know if I have anything that can revive. I don't see anything in my abilities list that can, which is really bad. We're going to do... shoot. Flame Slash. I'm looking through everyone's gear to see if we have anything that can revive. This might be very bad. It is very, very bad. All right. Okay, Sword Sigil hit again and 44 damage. Okay, so everyone, all right, so Serena's not alive. 1,000 experience points, except for Serena, because Serena's dead. Silvando's like, that'll teach you to be so grumpy. Now hold nice and steal while we tie you up. All right, so we beat the Slayer of the Sands, and the Slayer of the Sands is bested all in a day's work for the Prince of Galopolis. So he's like, you saw me, men, did you not? You saw the people's prince defeat that fiend that terrorized them so. Yes, your highness. Of course, your highness. And that's done. And I think we're going to meet back at camp. No. It goes to the next scene. And Prince Varys says, "You have my thanks, friend. My heroic feat would not have been possible without your valuable contribution. I still have not forgotten what I promised. I will speak to my father about the Rainbow upon my return. You may rest assured of that." Silvando says, "Really, Princey Pooh, is that how you're going to play it? And what do you think they'll be expecting of you next?" "You speak as though I have had a choice," says Prince Varys. "Are you suggesting that I disappoint my father and the citizens of Gallipolis?" Silvando says, "I'm not suggesting anything, darling. You do what you need to do." Prince Varys then says, "To Gallipolis, men! We return as heroes. Yeah!" Okay, that's whatever. Eric's like, "Well, this feels all kinds of wrong." "You're right, Silvando. Nothing's gonna change if he keeps on pretending." Silvando says, "Oh, I think the poor boy knows that well enough. All he needs is a little push. Anyways, I better be getting along. I'm sure we'll bump into each other soon again. Ciao for now, my loves." And then he runs off, leaving the group. Because reasons. Alright, so let's grab a yellow eye. And Serena is back alive, which is nice. Handy heal all. Magic, let's do... Zoom over to Gallipolis. You know, did I gain something new in Tickington-do? Before we go do the Gallipolis stuff, I feel like we gained something new in Tickington. Let's go check this out. Tickington. What's going on in Tickington? Did I gain a new thing in Tickington? I feel like I did. Did I? I did. I did get something new in Tickington. The words Altar of the Line are etched into the stone of the monument. The altar allows you to visit worlds from your old adventures. Which one would you like to visit? And I can visit Munahan. All right, let's visit Munahan. Did I already visit Munahan? I don't know if I did. Does this look familiar? It does not. This is all new. Oh, everything's dogs. Woof, 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 woof. The inn? Dogs. Woof, woof. Okay, so we've got a world full of dogs, and, like, everyone is dogs. Okay. There's so many dogs. There's one person. All right, I found somebody. "Thou wonderest who I am, perhaps. In truth, I am the princess of the realm in which thou standest, fair Moonbrook. Alas, 'tis a realm much diminished. An evil wretch named Hargon, priest in service of pure wickedness, did burn down my home, the castle, to the ground and cursed me to take the form of a dog. I found myself banished here to Munahan, where I did spend many a miserable day whimpering and whining in my sorry fate. And then, wherefore I know not, the curse upon me was lifted, and the people of the town took on my canine form in my stead. Truly, it seemeth that I bring disaster wherever I do roam. First the castle was destroyed, now my curse has been inflicted on scores of innocents. Yet there may be a solution. I once heard of a tale from the time of mighty Erdrick. Sheen was his name, and is said capable of lifting my curse. What I have gathered, 'tis an incantation among my meager magical means. But where do I acquire the enchanted elixir known as magic water? I may perhaps eke out a single casting. This being so, I would humbly beg of you, bring me a draught of that encircled liquid, so that I might lift the curse that affect this poor people of this town." You've been asked to undertake the quest, bring her some magic water, or a devil's tail. Okay, I accepted the quest. I thought I clicked no by accident, but I accepted the quest. We're going to give the we have magic water on us. So she uses the magic water. She hasn't used it yet. Come on, use it. Use it. She used magic water and capable in casting Sheen and... Okay. So she's back into a dog. Okay, seriously, be holding something's mouth. A devil's tail. We got the devil's tail. We actually turned her back into a dog. I wonder if we can save her, though. Can we? I think that may have been the whole thing. All right, that was it? Was that the whole quest? Can we enter a house? No. "I bid thee warm welcome to Munahan, my friend." Okay. Can we buy anything here? Is there anything we can buy in this town? No, it doesn't look that way. Everyone in town's like, "The brigands messed up my town! Nagger, nagger, freggle, freggle!" It's fine, whatever. Oh my goodness. Okay, so that was the entirety of the mission, I guess. What a dream I had. We're okay. And everyone's like, "There's the dog stuff around. I don't like it, dogs are so bad. No dogs. Okay, so we found someone who asked, he mislaid his precious Tumblr ticket. No, he dug his Tumblr ticket into the ground. Okay, I was like, is that going to be interesting? No, it's not. Is there anything else to do here? Is it just, was that it? Was that the entirety of this Talkington quest? Okay, looks that way. All right, we did Talkington. Because that's what happens. And the second book is closed. In order to undo the damage, you must find all the passwords. Okay. So we found the second one, which is Moonahan. We did Gallimholm. I don't think we found anything else. No, none of the other books are glowing, so we found nothing else. So when you're in Tickington, TikTokington, or whatever it's called, the books will be glowing. There's books that glow that provide you with the things that you want. All right, so we're going to go to town here, go to the inn, and take a rest because it is free. That's one thing about Tickington. Because we can go here at any point in time, there's really no reason for us not to use the inn services here. And I think this is the preacher as well. We can always, like, because of the way this game works, we can literally go back to Tickington any point in time during the game using the evac or using the zoom spell. And literally it's a free inn and free save. With no extra things required. So it's kind of one of those things where it's never a bad idea to go to Talkington. Like, ever. I can't think of a bad time to go to Talkington. All right, so let's use evac once more, and we're going to go to Galopolis. Magic. Of course, this costs me nothing to use these spells, zoom in and evac. So we'll go to Galopolis, and we're going to grab the glowing piece of Witherwood outside, and we're going to enter the city. All right, we instantly come into a festival where the prince is showing off his kill. And he's like, my fellow Galopolitans, Ferris, your prince, my son, our hero, has vanquished the Slayer of the Sands. The future of our kingdom is surely safe in the hands of one so gallant and chivalrous as he. Now come, hero conqueror, address your people. Prince Ferris goes, beloved Galopolitans, yes, I captured the beast, but I did not act alone, for it was your love, your adoration, even, that gave me the strength I so needed, yes. And it is that same love that will allow me to continue serving you until my dying day. Okay, the Slayer of Sands just got back up. The beast has broken free! Friends, we have no need to be afraid. Prince Ferris will protect us. Yes, we have nothing to fear with the prince on our side. Do it, Prince. Ferris. The prince is like, what's going on? So Sultan of Galopolis goes, well, my boy, your people await. Let them see firsthand the fearless desert knight you have become. And the Slayer just walks toward the prince. Prince Ferris goes, father, I cannot. Repeat after me now, a knight's word. A knight's word is his bond, his kingdom, his master. Silvando said that from the, I saw it. Silvando comes up over the balcony to the left, and Silvando says, well, don't stop. Prince Ferris goes, he serves the weak untiringly, challenges the strong unflinchingly, and never retreats in the face of adversity. That's more like it. Now, my princey poo, do you want to be remembered as a miserable coward or a hero who died fighting in the end? I wish to be remembered as a knight of Galopolis. And oh my goodness, he goes to town. He's fighting the Slayer now. The Slayer just wrecked him though. So Silvando comes in and then slays the Slayer for him. So that's easy peasy, well done. Silvando goes, darling, you were wonderful. Amazing what you can do when you put your mind to it, eh? Wait, did you? I won't always be here to remind you what it means to be a knight, though. Better not go forgetting it, eh? Friend, where did you become so well-versed in the ways of chivalry, says the Sultan? Are you a knight? Who, me? Don't be ridiculous, darling. I'm just a silly old jester. And Silvando just walks away like, I don't know what you mean. Awesome. Oh, goodness. Prince Varys says, yes, father, it was he who rode my horse in the Sand National and he who captured the Slayer of the Sands. Forgive me. Sultan says, look at me, Varys. The burden that was placed upon you, it was more than any boy could be expected to bear. It is I who must apologize, not you. But rest assured, I have learned my lesson. I will not make the same mistake again. And it seems you have learned something too, despite your protestations. The bravery you showed was worthy of a true knight. Sir Hendrick will be happy to take someone as you under his wing. Sure, your dream will come true at last. I am so pleased for you. Hendrick is bad guy. Eric's like, Hendrick, wasn't that the name of the guy who was chasing us? But I'm forgetting our guest, father. These travelers came to Gallipolis in search of the rainbow. It is a royal treasure, of course, but won't you agree they've done more than enough to deserve it? Certainly, certainly. But my boy, I sold the rainbow to a traveling merchant. What? What? Father, what would compel you to sell one of our most precious treasures? Are you blind, boy? Did you not notice the grandeur with which we celebrated this year's Sand National? We made a sacrifice for your sake. But father, I... Forgive me. All I can tell you is that the merchant to whom I sold the rainbow headed west toward Gondolia. This letter will grant you passage through the checkpoint that leads there. Perhaps someone can tell you what became of the branch. And Kai then receives the Sultan's letter. So the prince walks down to us, bows at our feet, and Prince Varys says, a thousand pardons. I didn't know that the rainbow was no longer in the kingdom. Truly, I did not. It's a scant consolation, I'm sure, but take this. Its value cannot possibly compare, but it's been prized by generations of Gallipolin knights. It allows one to provoke foes into combat and is an excellent way to gain battle experience, or so I'm told. We receive the crack shot crossbow. He then says, you've done a kingdom a great service. Should you ever need our assistance, you need only say the word. And as for me, I will be sorry to see you leave. But I'm sure there will be other kindly travelers along soon. Enough. All right, let's check out that item. I'm assuming it's an important item. It's a mechanical bow that can bring beasties running. That's dope. All right, let's check our fun size forge out real quick. We gain new crafting capabilities, I guess. But we gain no new anything. Okay. That's fine. We always got to check that out every now and again. All right. So Gallipolis is done, I think. One thing I do want to do before we leave Gallipolis is I want to pick up anything we can use to heal with. Because that was one of my biggest problems. In that last big battle, we had no way to bring somebody back from the dead. Okay, maybe I can't because I don't see any items here that can do such a thing. Well, that sucks. Check weapons one more time for everyone. We already have the Poison Moth Knife, which is the best. Crucial Ring, I've also got Posey Pole, Fairy Staff. And we have the best weapons, basically. Okay, so let's do some selling of stuff. We have a bunch of Pet Pop, which I still need to do that one quest for. Eric's Dagger. Soldier's Sword. I can't see a reason to carry this around. And I think I actually found a second area to get it from, so it's not like it's a big thing. Let's check here. Baby Boar Hat, we can't sell. Okay. Does Serena have anything? We definitely sell the feathered cap. That can be sold. Hairband. Or the silk robe. Decreases our defense by 10, but raises our magical might by 4. Hairband can definitely be sold. That's gone. I just don't need it. I think I will sell the silk robe. Even though it does increase my magical might, I want a little bit better defense on her. The bronze lance we can definitely sell. That's no point. No good point. In keeping, let's check our item bag real quick for anything that's worth a damn. Finescence. I think all this stuff is like items I need for crafting. As far as the equipment bag goes, we've got plain clothes we can sell. Fishnet stockings. I'm gonna sell that. That's not useful for me. Bronze sword +1, that can be sold. Silver platter. I'm looking here through the stuff. Let's just sell everything. Just get rid of stuff that I don't need. All Hairband can be sold. Yeah, that's fine. I'm just, like, building my gold stores so we can buy the rest of the gear we need. Thorn Whip can be kept. Bronze Armor plus one can be sold. Devil's Tail, which is ominous appendage that protects people from curses. Okay, we'll keep that. Okay, let's go across and talk to the armor salesman and take a look at what we can do here for anybody. Can we buy anything? But nope, we've got everything good. Okay. Okay, so next up is the next area, I think. Yeah, I think we're just moving on to the next area. We still need to do that one thing, but I don't know if we will. We got like that one pep attack. At last, I was getting to think you snuck out through the stage door. Silvando, it looks like he might be joining the party now. You again, what do you want this time? Silvando's like, he jumps down. Silvando's like, oh, don't be coy, darling. I'm going to come with you, of course. You never told me about your request if you didn't want me to tag along. Eric's like, what are you talking about? You can't just decide to come with us. This isn't a game. Believe me, honey, I know it isn't. I've seen my fair share of fun and games on my travels. What kind of dresser would I be if I hadn't? I've seen tragedy, too. People attacked by monsters, all sorts of kinds of awful things. You know, my dream has always been to build a wonderful theater, somewhere where I can put on a performance that will make millions smile. But how can I do that if this dark one of yours is going to be out there making people's lives awful? What I'm trying to say, darlings, is that we want the same thing. So you see, I have to come with you. Oh, don't all squeal at once now. And Silvando has now joined the party. Yeah, I don't think I can have five people in the party at once. I think the max is four. So, I need to figure out who I am getting rid of. Okay, our next move is to go get to Gondalia. And he's like, let's go to Gondalia. Let's find some stuff. And he's like, I've got a boat. I've got a ship of my own. So we're going to go use his ship. So, and he's like, but what are friends for? Let's do this. Let's go westward. Ho! All right, so it says a maximum of four party members can participate in a battle at one time. The rest will be placed on standby, ready to be called upon when needed. Pop in them out, change lineup. So you can also do it mid-battle, which is pretty cool. And that way we need to keep him. I don't know. We got the horse hailer too, by the way. The horse hailer is not going to be all that useful for us out here in the real world. But the cool thing is we can kind of get an idea at everybody. I think he's level 15. I think he's paired with the rest of the party as far as levels go. And let's check CV. He's got no magic, so he's not a magician. He really has nothing. I'm examining the ground at my feet. I don't know why I did that. Let's go to his attributes and see what we're dealing with here. Let's go to Silvando. Silvando's got a decent max HP. Overall, it's actually not too bad. His equipment's okay. I probably need to look and see if we can get better equipment for him. He's got Reheal, which is a restorative. He's got Oomph, which raises the attack. Accelerate. Accelerattle, which is a heavy accelerate and decelerate. He's also got Cockadoodle-doo, which... Okay, I'm not seeing anything great. He's got sword skills, I think. He's got two pet powers. So let's go to Misk, go to Character Builder, and take a look at what he's got. He's got 16 points to spend. Everybody's got some points to spend, actually. So it might be useful for us to go check those out. Okay, so Kai can't. Eric needs a couple more things unlocked before he can do what I want for him. Same with, actually I can get Lashings of Love, which is definitely something that's going to be useful, especially with, All right, Serena, she's got 7 points, which we can give her Deliverance. Okay, we'll do that. And we got Deliverance, which is a pet power piece, apparently. I don't know what that means. But that's fine. And Silvando, what do we got here? We've got Litheness, whips, swords, knives, and showmanship to the bottom. We've already got a knife wielder. We've already got a sword wielder. We've really only got a whip wielder, too. My thought process is, what position will he fit into the party? And I honestly can't think of anything, because he gets Lashings of Love, Metal Slash, Dragon Slash, which Kai's got. You know, that makes me want to see, can we, makes me want to know if we can actually reset anyone. Is that something we can do? Can we reset, character builder points? I want to know, and I really want to know this for a simple purpose, because I will take Kai off into Great Swords and put Silvando on the team over Spears for the sword spot. Or I might do Litheness, which is like a tap dancing type deal. I don't know. I don't quite know. What does he get? He gets charm increased. Agility, charm, deafness, fuddle dance, dance some dances. I'm not seeing the purpose to have him in the group. That's where I'm at right now. I don't really know where to go with him. At all. That makes sense. I don't have a clue of where I want to go with him yet. I'm kind of wanting knives, but I already have a full party attacker in. All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to find out. No. Yeah, stop MS skill law allocation. So I want to see real. I want to see. I will research it. And because we're really at a good point to do the research, I'm going to do some research. I'm going to see here before I do any research. Hold on. Hold that thought. I'm wondering. Will it do it? Well, can I do it for a fee? Is that what I can do? Let's find a church assistant. What is this? Absolution? No. Ray certification. All right. So we can do resetting the skill points for everybody. And I'm thinking about resetting the skill points for Eric and pushing them into boomerangs and pushing our boy into knives, which will work well on the left side of, on the right side of his thing. So let's do that. Eric, what are your boomerang skills? Your boomerang skills lead upwards north, and they can lead around the top. I think that's going to be the best way to go, because Eric can also learn short swords as well, but I think I want to reset. Oh, yeah. Yep, we'll reset all knives. And since that was all the skill points I used, that's fine. We'll leave the luminary as swords and put, can we reset his litheness? Because I just don't care for that. Yeah, we'll reset litheness, which will give me more points to spend on him. And I think, what is harpistry? Hymn of Fire. I don't want to do harpistry at all, actually. So what we're doing right now is we're cleaning up. What is Vim? Vim is Wizard Ward. We'll keep Vim. Vim's fine. What is the Luminary? Pep Chance? Yeah, we'll keep that as well. All right, I think that covers what I wanted to do there, which did spend a lot of money, but money's no big deal, right? Money's no big deal. So let's go, while we're on camera, Mike, let's do our skill point allocation. So let's pop into boomerangs. Actually, let's do, we're going to go to boomerangs. We're going to go this, attack when wielding, and metalicker, tumerang. Oh, I don't have enough skill points. So accuracy when wielding. Do we have enough for the second accuracy when wielding? We don't, but I think that's a good way to go. We'll go there instead for him. And did I gain extra points with Serena? I think I did. But I can't use any of them. Veronica, you don't have any real points. Silvando, however, you've got points. Let's push you into knives. So we're going to do that. We'll do attack when wielding, critical hit chance, attack when wielding, and sleeper hit. We have a few more points, but I think that's fine, making him our knivesman, right? So then what we'll do is, can I claim special? Okay, I can't. And then we're going to go to equipment. Silvando, he's got his sword. But we're going to equip the Divine Dagger, which is really cool. Let's see here. Let's put the Crucerang on him. And Silvando gets... he's got the Divine Dagger on him, which is really nice, actually. He can also wear a shield. He can wield a shield, too, actually. Let's put the Devil's Tail on him, and let's just top the Gold Bracer on him. That's fine. Can I equip a second Crucerang into Eric's hand? Let's do something like that. Let's see if... I'm curious. I've got the money to buy another Crucerang, so let's go buy another Crucerang and see if we can do two Crucerangs. Just as a curiosity. We're going to buy a second Crucerang. Yes, thank you. I'm not going to equip it because we don't need to. I'm also going to buy a shield for... all right, let's buy a bronze shield for... oh, silver... yeah, bronze shield. Thank you. We're spending money. That's fine. Okay, so I think that went into the item bag. Or did I not buy them? I don't know if I bought them, actually. Because it said, oh, that's too bad. I don't know why that said that's too bad. Did I not buy them? Hold on. Oh, I'm going to find out what that actually says. Bronze shield. That'll be... okay. Ah, okay. Got it. It says he's unable to equip the great shield. Okay. Never mind. Okay, what about the silver platter? Can he equip that? He can equip the silver platter. Okay. Cool. All right. So let's go grab the Crucerang real quick and see if he can... see if my boy can use it in the secondary slots. Crucerang. Yep. That, I know that'll be 700 coins. I've already... all right. Hold on. Okay. No, stop. I'm trying to do like equipment shenanigans. All right, so I don't understand what he can use in his right hand. So we've got a second Crucerang. I'm just going to sell it. Sell the second Crucerang that Eric's got because it's not useful. Sell the Crucerang. I lost money. I'm not too worried about it. Again, not worried about loss of money. Anyways, okay. So I don't know what Eric's second hand can do. That's really kind of frustrating, but we did kind of redo our builds. Let's go into a battle and check out how these builds goes. I'm going to change the lineup real quick. I want Eric. I want Kai, Eric, Serena, maybe? Yeah, Serena and Silvando. I think that's what I want. I think that's how we want this to go. I know everyone's like, do not go boomerangs with Eric. It's so bad. And I'm just like, but no, I'm going to do that. I'm going to give it a shot. We're going to go Sizz. Oh, we're fighting some robber rabbits. So these are going to be no big deal, right? Let's do an attack with Eric, which will hit everything. We're going to do a whoosh with Serena. And Silvando can't attack. Oh, Serrano just attacks. Oh, I forgot to set him up. I did. Whoops. All right, we did whoosh. Robber rabbits, took a bit of damage. No big deal. I just became pepped. I'm not worried about that. Miscellaneous tactics. Everyone follow orders. That includes you, Silvando. All right, we're just going to attack. And I'm going to check out what he can do. He can do reheal and just sleeper hit. I like the idea of reheal, though. Because you can, like, that's a good first four things with it. Like, if Veronica could learn Reheal, I think that would be really useful. Again, the party was way too weak. We earned 144 gold. Anyways, this episode's gone along a lot longer than I anticipated, so we're going to do one more fight versus some chimeras. I want to kind of get an idea of how our boy here plays. I'm curious. Can Cattleprod hit them all? I don't know if it can. Let's give it a shot. I don't know how Cattleprod works, to be 100% honest with you. Savannah's got a lot of experience points, though. Agility allows us to go faster. So Savando is just like this really interesting character. We're just going to attack with everybody. Eric being the fastest attacks with the boomerang, which is nice. And Savando just is a really nice knife attacker. So there's no real point or no real badness there. Before we move on to the end, I want to know. I keep saying I'm going to finish up. So there's a rate of 40 gold. We're just going to rest instead of staying the night, which should put it the same day. That does heal us all. I think it heals us all. Double checking. It does. Okay. All right. Well, with that said, let's go save it real quick for the evening rounds before we walk to the next town for the next episode, and give a big shout out once again to the patrons who have supported this and make this all happen. I want to thank everyone for listening. I hope you're enjoying the show so far, and I hope you enjoy the continued adventures of Kylie in Dragon Quest XI as we save the game. If you haven't heard me say it before, please have a fantastic rest of your day. And remember, roll that end card. I'll catch you later. Bye. This podcast was brought to you by me, Kylie Kane. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/theversian. You can also find me on Patreon, where you can support the cast at patreon.com/KylieKane. If you want to see me live, you can watch me at Twitch at twitch.com/KaidoKane, where I stream games like Minecraft, Final Fantasy XIV, Diablo II, and other roguelikes. Thank you for listening.